to Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, is that part of the rules?
I'm just giving her an option.
Okay, I'm just think, I thought that that rule related to the officers, but that's fine.
It relates to the officers, but I, as chair, I was just giving her the option to say something if she'd like.
Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, I'll say something real briefly. I've been on the Commerce Gaming and Land Committee for quite some time. I'm familiar with all of our boards and commissions. I've worked with them pretty closely, have good relationships, know where they progressed. I have a lot of history in my head about how these commerce boards have moved. I attend our gaming board meetings, gaming enterprise board meetings, and have a good rapport with all people that are involved. Ask me questions, I can probably tell you some of the history on what has and has not happened within the realm of commerce of the nation. So I'm familiar. I believe in keeping everybody informed. I think that we can't make good decisions unless everybody has the same information. It's a level playing field to make good decisions, and if I'm chair, I will provide that to Congress and to the committee that I serve, this Commerce Gaming and Land Committee. Thank you.
Congressman Tillman.
I withdraw my nomination.
Without objection, Congresswoman Whitehorn will be the chair of Commerce Gaming and Land. I relinquish the position of chair to Congresswoman Whitehorn at this time.
Thank you. Do the rules say that we elect a vice chair first and then a representative to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'd like to open up the floor for nominations for vice chair of Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I nominate Congressman Tillman, vice chair.
Any more nominations? Without objection, I'll close nominations, and Congressman Tillman will be vice chair of this committee by acclamation. I'm going to open up the floor for nominations to the Appropriations Committee, and I'll say something briefly. Each committee, for the new members, they appoint and vote on the member to the Appropriations Committee to represent that committee in Appropriations. Yes.
I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Stabler.
Any more nominations? Without objection, nominations will cease, and Congresswoman Stabler will be declared our representative to the Appropriations Committee by acclamation. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. All in the committee in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we are adjourned.
Ready? The next committee that will be called to order is the Culture Committee. The members of this committee are Congressman Maker, Congressman Mason, Congresswoman Stabler, Congresswoman Pratt, and Congressman Big Horse. I see that all members are present. At this time, I'd like to open the floor for nominations to the position of chair for the Culture Committee. Congressman Maker.
I nominate Congresswoman Pratt.
Are there any other nominations for the position of chair? Without objection, nominations will cease, and Congresswoman Pratt will be declared the chair of the Culture Committee, and at this time I relinquish the position to her.
Okay, thank you. I will now open nominations for vice chair. Congressman Mason.
Nominate Congressman John Maker.
any other nominations? Seeing none, I hear that Congressman Maker be seated as the vice chair of our commission. I now open nominations for a representative to the Appropriations Committee. Congressman Maker.
I nominate Congressman Big Horse.
Any other nominations? Seeing none, move that Congressman Big Horse be, serve as the Appropriations Representative for the Culture Committee by acclamation. I would now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We need a second.
Okay, we're now adjourned.
Education Committee will now come to order. The Education Committee consists of Congressman Mason, Congresswoman Goodfox, Congressman Maker, Congressman Big Horse, Congresswoman Edwards, Congressman Potts. I see that all members are present, and I'll take nominations for the position of chair. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Nominate Congressman Maker.
Are there any other nominations? Without objections, nominations will cease, and Congressman Maker will be declared the chair of the Education Committee. I relinquish the position of chair to him at this time.
Okay, first order of business, we have nominations for vice chair at this time. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Nominate Congressman Potts for vice chair.
Any more nominations? Seeing none, we, Congressman Potts is declared vice chair. Congratulations, Potts. Okay, nominations now open for representative for the appropriations. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I nominate Congresswoman Edwards to represent us for appropriations.
Any more nominations? Congressman Potts. Seeing none.
You didn't go to law school, stop that.
Seeing none, Congressman Edwards is declared the representative for appropriations.
Motion to adjourn.
Any second?
Second.
We are adjourned.
Now call the Government Operations Committee to order. This committee consists of Congresswoman Whitehorn, Congressman Potts, Congressman Maker, Congresswoman Pratt, Congressman Big Horse, and Congresswoman Edwards. I see that all members are present. I will now open the floor for nominations for the position of chair for the Government Operations Committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I nominate Congresswoman Shannon Edwards.
Oh.
Her face.
I know.
Are there any other nominations for the position of chair for government operations? Congressman Potts.
I'd like to nominate Congressman Pratt for chair for GovOps.
Are there any other nominations for the position of chair? Congresswoman Pratt?
I'll withdraw mine. Nomination. I'm sorry, I didn't think of it.
Okay, without objection, I declare that nominations cease and Congresswoman Edwards be declared chair of the Government Operations Committee, and I relinquish the position to her.
Thank you. So everyone, send me your times and days that you'd like to meet, because I'm going to go sign us up immediately after this, so that we have set days and times, so that you will know when we're going to meet, and we will not. We will be done quickly. Looking for nominations for vice chair. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Nominate Congressman Big Horse.
Any other nominations? Chair, I want to entertain a motion that nomination cease and that Congressman Big Horse be declared vice chair by acclamation.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 All right. Congressman Big Horse will be the vice chair. Now, the floor is open for nominations to the Appropriations Committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I nominate Congressman Potts.
Congresswoman Pratt?
I was going to say.
Not a lawyer either.
Yeah, I'm good.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. Chair will entertain a motion that nomination cease and that Congressman Potts be declared the Appropriations Committee representative by acclamation.
Move to adjourn.
Wait, first I need that motion.
Second.
Now I need a second.
Second.
Got a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Hold up. Who made the motion?
I did.
To cease.
I said.
Oh, to cease and declare him by acclamation. I did.
Thank you.
Motion by Congresswoman Pratt, second by Congressman Maker. End of the vote. Without objection, we are adjourned.
Call the Health and Social Services Committee to order. The members of this committee are Congressman Mason, Congresswoman Goodfox, Congressman Tillman, Congressman Walker, Congresswoman Lemon, and Congresswoman Stabler. I see that all members are present, and I open the floor for the position of chair for the Health and Social Services Committee. Congresswoman Lemon.
I'd like to nominate Congressman Mason.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for the position of chair of Health and Social Services? Seeing none, without objection, nominations will cease and Congressman Mason will be declared the chair. I'll relinquish my position to him.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Nominations are now open for vice chair for Health and Social Services. Mr. Tillman.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Hearing none, chair to entertain a motion to accept the nomination of Congresswoman Stabler as vice chair by acclamation.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Do I have a second?
Yes, second.
I do have a second. Thank you. Therefore, Congresswoman Stabler, you are now vice chair. Thank you for your nomination and acceptance. Next is a position of Appropriations Committee member from our Health and Social Services chair. The table is now open. Congressman Tillman.
I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Hearing none, chair to entertain a motion to accept the nomination of Congresswoman Goodfox.
So moved.
Acclamation.
Second.
So been moved and seconded. Therefore, Congresswoman Goodfox, you are Appropriations.
Yay. Half-hearted, yay.
Congratulations. chair to entertain a motion to adjourn. adjourn the Health and Social Services Committee.
So moved.
Second.
In favor, say amen.
Amen.
All right.
We're not.
Okay.
We're in recess, Tim.
Okay, we're recessed. I'd like to know if I can have an Appropriations Committee meeting to get a vice chair.
It's on the agenda.
It is on the agenda? Perfect.
Do I need to close back in recess? We're out of recess. Do we go back into recess?
So can I call the Appropriations?
I don't.
Go for it.
On the agenda? Yeah, it is.
We're already in recess. We're not going to go back into recess.
I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee to order. Roll call, please.
Do you need that?
I can let Clark do it, but.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Second.
I have it. There it is.
Here's the list.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
We have a quorum. The only item I'd like to take care of is to open the floor for nominations for a vice chair. Congresswoman Edwards.
Nominate Congressman Potts.
Second.
Have a nomination for Congressman Potts. Is there any more nominations? Chair would entertain a motion for nominations to cease and for Congressman Potts to be declared vice chair by acclamation of the committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'd entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say yes.
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 Committee is adjourned.
We're still on the air. Go ahead and call us back into order. Last item on the agenda is motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to consider Rule 4.4, which is Amendment Number 3 on the June 5th, 2018 committee report. H2, Amendment Number 3 on the June 5th committee report. It's Rule 4.4.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Sending out.
Second for discussion.
Okay. Seconded. We're in discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
So at different times, we get, each of us get correspondence. For example, I get correspondence from Scholarship America that has information on it. And I like to be able to forward it to Shanna and then have her forward it out to everyone. But we've had circumstances where correspondence comes in to somebody and they miss it, or somehow it doesn't get out to everyone. So we don't have a rule on this. So I'd like for us to pass a rule that basically requires that you forward your correspondence that's of interest to the Congress, not something that comes to you that says, hey, we want to go out to lunch or whatever, but something that you see. Another example would be when I turn in my support documentation for a bill. So if I submit my support documentation for a bill, there's nothing that gets it out to the entire Congress right now. So this would allow for information that comes through to go out to the Congress through the clerk.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So when you submit your support documents, are you talking about like at a committee table or to a committee chair or to the clerk of Congress? Because if you submit it to the clerk of Congress, she submits it to the rest of the body. So I'm trying to be clear on what you're talking about there.
Well, when I submit my support documentation
for a bill to the committee, it stays in the committee unless the committee chair submits it, puts it out. This way, the committee chair knows to submit it to the clerk, and the clerk disseminates it to everyone.
Any more discussion? Congresswoman Stabler?
Is the intent here to make it a requirement that any piece of correspondence comes in? I know you had an illustration there, but is it going to be a requirement to Congress members that if I receive a report from somebody that I'm going to say my committee needs, but I could determine what should be disseminated and what doesn't, or it's a requirement that's mandatory that anything I receive has to be disseminated?
Anything that you receive that pertains to a topic of interest to the entire Congress or any pending bill or resolution would go to the clerk. The clerk would send it out. If the clerk gets it right now, if the clerk gets something, she doesn't have any direction on sending it out or not.
Okay.
So this, now the clerk would know, I've gotten this, I'm sending it out. We don't have that right now.
Okay.
Any more discussion? It's pointed out by the clerk that correspondence is in this, obviously in the place the amendment states. There's also in 7.158, it says the sponsor of legislation shall ensure all support documentation is filed with the clerk of Congress and distributed to each member of Congress prior to committee or floor consideration. When documentation is presented in committee, the committee chair shall ensure such documentation is filled with the committee secretary and distributed to all members of Congress. I think I'm aware of the intent of this new amendment. Would you say that it doesn't necessarily apply to this?
I think it bolsters that. I think we've had some problems. It's trying to correct a problem we've had in the past. And also, I know that the clerk sometimes gets correspondence that's not directed to the Congress. It's directed to chair of the committee, let's just say, chair of the education committee. And until she gets direction, she can't disseminate that to everyone. This would be, as a matter of course, she would disseminate it.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'd much prefer to work on that rule and have the rule pertain more narrowly to the clerk of Congress, and anything that comes to our clerk of Congress that she CC'd on is a congressional document which is disseminated to the body. I think this is a little bit backward. I think that our clerk needs direction, that if something comes into her inbox, that's a congressional document. I believe that with all my heart. And so she needs a rule in there to say that anything that she has in her inbox, that she's been copied on, she disseminates to the body. I think that going into our personal email addresses, I think that we can have all kinds of possible misunderstandings about what somebody deems as a congressional document in your personal email or not. So I understand the problem that the clerk is in when she has a document that's CC'd to her with somebody else's name on it. She doesn't know how to act with that. So I prefer the rule to be, if it's in her inbox, it's a congressional document, it gets disseminated.
Okay.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So I have an amendment to the rule. After by, insert the clerk. After shall be, strike forwarded and insert disseminated. And the next line, strike members to the. And strike for dissemination. So, if passed, the rule would read, correspondence received by the clerk by any means whose subject matter pertains to a topic of interest of the Osage Congress or any pending bill or resolution shall be disseminated by the clerk to all members of Congress. Does that satisfy your issue?
Could you read it one more time for me? Because I think that it does.
Correspondence received by the clerk.
Will you write it down, please?
By any means whose subject matter pertains to a topic of interest of the Osage Congress or any pending bill or resolution shall be disseminated by the clerk to all members of Congress.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion to amend the amendment, then seconded. Discussion, Congressman Maker.
I just have a comment about what we're discussing now with these rule changes. My personal opinion, I think it's unfair to be having these rule changes with the new members because they're unaware of how these rules have been done in the past, and I think it's a little unfair to put this on them a vote when they're just their first day. I mean, we're here to do the committees and the our usual business after the inauguration, but I think it's just a little too quick to put these important decisions on the new members their first time, first day.
Okay. Any more discussion regarding the amendment to the proposed rule change? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I support this amendment because it gives our clerk direction where at previous to, the rules don't give her any direction. So sometimes she finds herself in a place that she doesn't know what to do with the document. So I just am a firm believer that if it comes to the clerk of Congress, it's a congressional document, it should be disseminated.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I share the opinion of Congressman Maker on the rule changes as far as in terms of rule changes that are very drastic, like, you know, combining education and culture into one committee. But this is a rule change it's probably needed. It's not anything drastic. It will give the clerk better guidance and direction. So I'll be voting yes for it.
Congresswoman Edwards.
This and maybe a couple of other rules just about session time starting are the only rules that I was going to propose for today and leave the rest of them for another time.
Okay, we're on the amendment to the proposed rule change. Is there any more discussion? Any questions? Congressman Maker.
Can you state the rule change again?
Copies are being made. I would say that the way the amendment was originally proposed, I would definitely be against that. That was way too broad, in my opinion. I would support this amendment. It does clarify, and it limits it to correspondence to the clerk, not to a random text message from anybody or everybody from wherever they may be associated with the government or not. But I do hold the opinion that Congressman Maker has. There's not even been an orientation yet, has there? Okay. All right. Are we ready to vote? We're still passing out. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I just wanted to say that we've got a month and a half until session starts, and there's going to be stuff coming in. So this gives immediate direction so that everybody knows that they're going to be getting whatever the clerk sends. Otherwise, we're still in limbo. So I think it is necessary to get it done now.
Okay, does everybody have the amendment? Is everybody clear on what we're voting on? Okay, we're voting on the amendment to the proposed rule. Let's do a roll call vote.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
I abstain.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. Okay, so now we're on the amended amendment. Any discussion?
Call for a voice vote.
There's been a call for a voice vote. All those in favor of the amended amendment, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Edwards.
So there are two other amendments that would be relevant to what would go on at the beginning of session. One is amendment number 3 of the March 26th and April 18th committee report. Amendment number 3 reads, number 3, on Mondays and Thursdays of each legislative day, session shall begin at 5 p.m. Move to adopt amendment number 3 to the rules on page 53, line 688.
Okay, now a discussion regarding amendment number 3 on the Rules and Ethics Committee report dated March 26th and April 18th. Discussion, Congresswoman Edwards.
My recollection is that this rule was proposed so that you could have committee meetings throughout the day, you could get your legislation processed, and that would still give an opportunity for Rules and Ethics to report out in an evening session and would allow for more flow. Help me, Congressman Tillman, that's what I remember us discussing. And it met with, I thought, people liked the idea, but that's what I remember about starting session on Mondays and Thursdays at 5 o'clock. It also was gonna allow different people to be able to attend session that worked.
Congressman Tillman and Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Speaker. When we were discussing these rule changes, in particular, the amendment number 3, it's a little ironic that, you know, even during the break, Congressman Mason, Congresswoman Stabler, and Congressman Maker and I were sitting here and we were discussing about our days in Congress for those 24 days, I believe it is, 26 days, whatever that day is. Begin at 8 o'clock in the morning and can last till 10 o'clock in the evening. And we can even go on Saturdays if we have to. I think this gives us an option, as Congresswoman Edwards alluded to be able to do committee meetings, if so choose, to start at 8 a.m. in the morning and get a lot of significant work done up to only on Mondays and Thursdays to start session at 5 p.m., which would also allow constituents, the general public, to be able to come in and attend our session if we begin session at 5 o'clock. I don't have a big problem with this. I'm an early riser. I wake up at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and if I could have a Congressional Affairs Committee meeting at 8 a.m., I'm sure wouldn't be met with any resistance. That's our job. We're here for that X amount of number of days, and that can include a Saturday. That can include going up until 10 p.m. in the evening. And to start session at 5 o'clock on Mondays and Thursdays, it would be different. But we're the sixth Osage Nation Congress going forward. I just wanted to make those comments. Thank you.
Congressman Potts.
More question for the author. Haven't gone to law school yet. But the difference between shall and may, let's say that the culture committee ends on Thursday or throughout the session they get through their agenda and no longer need to meet. Shall would lock us into waiting until 5 p.m. where we could meet after 2:50, correct?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, the will of 8 members would override this rule, and that would have, it would be hard to determine that it, during the time that you're doing it. But if you cancel meetings and you see that you can have Congress at 4 o'clock rather than 5 o'clock, that would not stop you from us from doing that.
Sure. But that would be a rule suspension. And what I would like to prevent is rule suspension, so maybe an amendment to may instead of shall. Is that proper, or am I just completely off base?
That has not been asked and answered.
It would be proper. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I'll be voting no for this because this is the last rule change was something that was, in my opinion, very minor. This is one of those changes that I think is a little bit more drastic. It would, and our members are new. They haven't even had the opportunity to see what we are currently doing that already works or doesn't work. And in my opinion, there doesn't need to be a rule for this. We have set it up in the past under the speaker's leadership with the collaborative effort with the chairs to structure and organize the work week where it worked very well between Congress members, committees, and our staff. So, in my opinion, we just need to have the speaker work with the chairs and to set up our day so that we can be the most productive that we can be.
Congressman Tillman.
I agree with a lot of what you said, and one thing that we have, I know Congressman Potts knows what this is, but we have what we call IFS, immediately following session. So we start our sessions at 10 o'clock, and we have a committee meeting, say Appropriations wants to meet at 11, immediately following session. So if session lasts till 12:30, guess who's out of the meeting? Appropriations is out of the meeting. Will this solve that? I don't know. But those are things that we're up against, and we've seen that happen to where we have immediately following session, and immediately following session is 1 o'clock, which bumps up with another scheduled, already committed meeting time. So there's some work that probably needs to be done on this, so.
I think Congressman Potts had his hand up first. Okay, I'm sorry. Did I skip you,
Congresswoman? A long time ago.
I'm sorry. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I am very much for set times for meetings. Congress has the authority to have a discussion and decide that they want to do Tuesday, Thursday, 5 o'clock meetings. I think if you put it into a rule that your flexibility to change, you have to suspend the rule. When I was speaker, I worked really well with the committee chairs, as Congressman Goodfox was referring to. I set out a schedule when committee meetings were going to meet. I always scheduled an hour off the lunch for our staff. And I believe that our rules, and I've been looking through the speaker's duty, gives the speaker that obligation to do so already, to be able to set times of the meetings. And it's just up to the speaker to do that. So I'm not for locking in dead certain times. We can adjourn till 8 o'clock in the morning. We can adjourn till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's up to the body to do so. So That's how I feel about this rule that's on the table right here. Now, committee meetings, I might have a different view of.
I've got...
Session times, I don't.
Sorry. Okay, I've got Congresswoman Pratt, then Congressman Mason, then Congresswoman Edwards.
So the motion on the floor is to adopt this, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just for quick, so I raise my hand to call for the question.
We have a call for the question. It's got to be approved by the body, right? Two-thirds. Roll call. The motion is to call for the question, which will cease discussion, and then we'll vote. So it's not for voting for the proposed amendment, it's voting to cease discussion. Roll call vote.
Do you have a second?
Second.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
To cease discussion? Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
No. Motion fails. Congressman Mason.
Okay, thank you. I voted no because I really want to say something.
No, <that's fair. laughs>
Firstly, I want to concur with Congresswoman Goodfox and the statements that she made. And I understand where Congresswoman Edwards is coming from, as well as Mr. Tillman. And as we all sit here, some of us have been here for a while, some of you have been here maybe 6 hours. We're thinking about some housekeeping of when we want to meet and what times. And I agree with, I concur with Congresswoman Whitehorn too, that the chair and the clerk of the Congress are supposed to schedule up by 3 o'clock in the afternoon what tomorrow's agenda is supposed to be. So there's a lot of housekeeping, a lot of considerations that all of us need to make. And by the oaths and things that you took this morning, we'll all be here. If you're called in, you got to be here. That's your job. But what I wanted to ask with permission of the speaker is to address Congressman Bickhorst, because I know his past experiences at the state level. I'd just like to ask him, how did the state committees or the state, the floor of legislature, how did they meet? Did they have regular set times and days?
When you start your first day down there as a congressman, you are given 2 weeks of orientation before you're ever assigned to any committees or signed up to any committees or anything of that nature. So you kind of have a little working knowledge of what's going to take place in committees, how you're going to vote for committee chairs, vice chairs, and so that's the process they have down there. In my personal opinion, I thought we should at least have a week to look at the congressional rules. These congressional rules sound just fine to me. I don't have a problem with them, that doesn't sound right. But personally, I'd like to have a copy of those rules, and I'd like to sit down and read them before we get into all of what we've already done today.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to withdraw the motion.
That objection, the movement withdraws the motion. See none. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, the last motion is Rule 9.1.2, and that's starting at 9 instead of 10 if nobody chooses to start on another day. So I move to start 10 o'clock in the rules as the regular starting time and insert 9 a.m.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. There's a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, we're adjourned.
Ladies, I don't have a problem, but we have, we.